Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good buddy Rob Levin back on the show. Robert Levin is the publisher of the New York Enterprise Report, a magazine I've been watching him grow for a number of years now, and he's been doing a great job. It's circulated primarily in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and he's here to talk to us about some things that are on his mind. Rob Levin, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure. Always a lot of fun.
It's good to have you back, as always. Rob, one of the things that is going on out there in the marketplace that is sort of an undercurrent, I don't know exactly how to describe it, but it's just a feeling in the marketplace out there that is not positive for the marketplace, for the economy, that has to do with the behavior of the government. And there are a lot of different examples, and I'm wondering if you're seeing this out there and what you're doing.
Well, it's not. I'm seeing it. I guess, you know, it's a really interesting thing. There's a couple of interesting things going on. First of all, on the one hand, government, and this is government at all levels, by the way, government is saying, okay, we are depending on small business to get us out of, you know, to bring us back to good economic times. And at the same time,
the small business is the backbone of the economy.
That's right. That's right.
That's what the politicians say.
Right, lip service. So
yeah.
But at the same time, the government couldn't be doing worse things than they're doing now in terms of helping small business and helping the economy as a whole.
So what does that tell you? When they on the one hand they say that small business is the greatest thing since sliced bread, on the other hand their behavior contradicts those words. What does that tell you about them?
Well, you know, I'm not an expert in government. I'm not into advocacy or anything like that. There are a lot of good people and organizations to do that. I had lunch with Karen Kerrigan yesterday at the Small Business Entrepreneurship.
Our good friend. Yep.
There are some people that are really, really a lot more involved. But what it tells me is that either they don't know what they're doing, and that could be part of it. Or, you know, like in the case of the current, you know, U.S. administration, I just think that they have these ideas that are really important to them, and they're going to get them through, and they really don't seem to understand what the effects are. And then, of course, you have the lobbying from the unions, which is really problematic. And, you know, that's I see that also really big at the state level here in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. I saw a really interesting guy speak, and I asked him to write an article for us, which he did. He runs the Connecticut Business and Industry Association. And he said, you know, think about this. Do you know who your state senator is? Do you know who your state assembly person is? And I said, I have no idea. I'm busy, you know, running my business. Maybe
right.
That's not a good excuse. He goes, well, that's exactly the point. So small businesses, which have a lot of the effects of the decisions made at government really affect small business greatly, but small businesses are too busy trying to, you know, keep people employed and try to survive and hopefully thrive.
As I said to the folks on Fox Business Channel a few months ago, you know, I said if small businesses could get organized the way unions are organized, Rob, we would rule the world.
I don't think it's going to ever happen.
No, it's not going to because of what you said. We're so busy making payroll. But if somehow you and I could snap our fingers and get small business owners to line up for their own self-interest, just for the things that are good for small business, we could rule the world. And, Rob, I think the world would be a better place.
Absolutely. You know, the interesting thing about what's going on in government right now is that I actually think it will encourage small business and other people as well to start to pay a little bit more attention and get a little bit more involved, because we're beyond the tipping point right now.
I mean, yeah.
The decisions being made, and again, it's not just at the federal level, but it's also it's really at the state level.
The states are too. But yeah, exactly. In fact, a lot of the states are going to start making more and more decisions because of some of the things the federal government has done. But you're exactly right, and this is why I encourage my audience to get involved, to support financially organizations like Karen Kerrigan's, like you mentioned, the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. By the way, she was on my show within 2 weeks of me going on the air back in 97. We've known her for a long time. But folks like the SBEcouncil.org, folks like NFIB.com, people like that who are your Chamber of Commerce, your local Chamber of Commerce, those folks, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, they're good for advocating for small businesses. All those guys are. Support them. Give them your, tell them what you want. Help them financially. Quick break. Stay with me. It's the day. Well, Spencer Davis Group bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. By the way, that's Steve Winwood is the lead singer of that song. That was way back in the from the Wayback Machines. That's right. That's Steve Winwood when he was just a kid. He was singing that. My website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rob Levin. He's the publisher of the New York Enterprise Report. And we're talking about the impact of the government's decisions and their attitudes and their behavior. And Rob, frankly, the things that they're telegraphing to us. See, this is the thing. I wrote an article a few months ago, and the title of the article was "Uncertainty is the Greatest Enemy of Job Creation." And it's not just the laws that they're passing that I consider to be bad enough. Everybody knows who's listening. Everybody knows that I was a staunch, ardent, vehement opposer of the health care bill that was passed, and I will continue to be. I'll continue to support its repeal. I'm not going to be inconsistent here. I'm against it. I was against it. I'm going to continue to be against it. But it's not just that, Rob. The other things that they talk about, the things that the government is talking about doing, and the attitudes that they have about the marketplace, like calling AT&T on the carpet because they set aside money to overcome potential losses with the healthcare bill, calling them to Congress, making them testify. That kind of behavior doesn't make a small business feel confident about hiring more people, does it?
What AT&T did is essentially just follow the accounting rules.
Exactly. I mean, it's probably a key element of the Sarbanes-Oxley bill.
That probably has something to do with it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And probably some FASBs, which are the Financial Accounting Standards rules. Let's put it this way. There, no CFO of a public company is going to take a charge like that without consulting their accountants. And if you don't actually take that charge, then your books, your accountants will not give you a sound opinion.
If you don't take it, then you start to look like the government does with their finances.
That's right. So the healthcare bill, it's what's really kind of what I find really interesting about that is there's an interesting parallel there, which is so the healthcare bill, which it had the potential to do some interesting things. So, you can debate. I think the idea of ensuring, of making sure everybody has access to health care is a great idea, okay? But this health care bill did nothing to bring down the cost of health care. If anything, it's only going to go up.
That's right.
Up. It puts government people in charge of decisions related to health care, which is absolutely absurd. When was the last time government actually did something right?
Right.
Right, and then if you think about it, the other thing, there's one thing that really bugs me about it. Well, many things that bug me about it. One thing, here's something to think about, which is, everybody knows, and just about any economist will tell you, that if you want to bring healthcare costs down, let the people who are making the decisions have some sort of financial impact on the decision.
Right. Let them be invested in the decision.
That's right.
Which is what I've been saying. Make people healthcare consumers, not just healthcare patients.
That's right. So, and to me, it's almost, I mean, and I could talk about that for days and how I know somebody who runs a clinic here and how
right.
people who are Medicaid come in every time their nose runs and stuff like that. So, but think about it. Think about this for a second. That, you know, as government keeps getting bigger, right, who's really, so government, there's all of these agencies out there. Who's making sure these agencies are running efficiently?
Right.
Government certainly has never done that well. Of course, private enterprise has a lot of reasons to do that well. So what happens is government keeps getting bigger and bigger, they're taking on more debt. And the country becomes a lot less efficient because we don't have business people, large and small, running the government, who have incentives to run more, you know, more efficiently.
Well, and also, Rob, you know, if folks, when the government grows, that's, the government doesn't create its own income like a business does. When the government grows, that requires money from somewhere else, which is from the marketplace, right, Rob?
Right. That's
and
why,
so you know, the bigger the government gets, the more money it sucks up from the marketplace. And Rob, the less money you and I have access to grow our businesses, the less likely we are to prevail. And so it's exactly what's going on right now in Europe. Why,
well,
I don't understand why we can't look at Europe and see ourselves in 10 years and stop doing
that. There's other examples too. I mean, you know, that, it's just going to sound crazy, but you know, that was the Soviet Union, and
yeah.
Look, you know, their economy crumbled. It just didn't work. Now, obviously, that's an extreme, but still, that big government just does not work.
You're not saying that America is communist, but you're saying that the same economic principles that the Soviet Union was using was the downfall of that regime.
That's right. I mean, yeah, and again, that's probably an extreme comparison, but it's to make a point, which is, you know, big government doesn't make sense. What, you know what I'm thinking? My son is 6 years old. What am I going to tell him in a few years? Hey, you know what? Your best bet, by the way, is to go to work for the government.
I mean,
that's if he wants to go into government and do something, you know, because he wants to contribute to
serve.
I think that's terrific.
Yeah.
But if you're going into the government because that's where the money's at,
that's a career path. Yeah.
That's a problem. I mean, in New York here, we have.
Rob, can you hold that thought? I'm going to let you come back to that right after these messages. It's going to take a quick one, folks. Tintail, Rob Levin is our guest. His website, his company is the New York Enterprise Report, nyreport.com. Is that right, Rob? I think that's it. It's a quick break. Tintail, stay with me. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Rob Levin is our guest. He's the publisher of New York Enterprise Report. And Rob, I gave your website out last segment, but I'm not sure I said it right. Give it to us again.
That's right. It's nyreport.com, and all of the content from our print magazine is there. Most of it applies to we'll help people from all over the country, and we have a new feature on our new site, Experts and Insiders. So we have content that's updated just about daily.
And if you're in the tri-state area, you can subscribe to it by to get the actual magazine, right?
That's right, and all that can be done right on our website.
Okay, and is it distributed other than by mail? Do you have it on newsstands or anything?
Nope, just mail.
All right. Rob, we've been talking about some of the issues that the government has created that's continuing. And see, I think this is something that the government doesn't get, that President Obama doesn't get. A lot of members of Congress don't get. When you keep acting like there are enemies out there, and the enemies are in the marketplace. When you keep behaving the way they're behaving towards big companies, for example, you can say small businesses are wonderful, but if you're treating big businesses like they're the enemy, then that is not good behavior for the marketplace, for small businesses. Because you know what, Rob? as you and I know, a lot of our customers are those big companies. A lot of small businesses have customers who are big companies. So if they're not happy, we're not going to be happy. And that whole attitude about the marketplace, you know, the people in the marketplace are bad, which seems to be a common theme these days. That's depressing behavior that does not promote you and I wanting to invest or hire more people, does it?
Well, and it's not good. It's not good for the economy. And, you know, as the famous line goes, it's the economy, stupid. You know, they passed this job credit bill, which, you know, I don't think it's going to make much of a difference, if any. All we want the government to do is focus on the economy, and focusing on the economy doesn't mean making a big government. That is not going to help, not only now, but it's going to be a big price to pay for years. And as you just said, all of that creates, you know, it's more than just uncertainty. It's actually, there's a couple things I'm pretty certain about, which is the economy is not going to be getting any better for some time. I'm certain about that. Yeah, there's still some uncertainty out there, but and if there's one thing we want the government to do, it's to do the little things that they should be doing to help fix the economy. Some things are cyclical, I understand that, but the stuff that's being passed right now is working against us. And as I started to say before the break, you know, here at the state level, we have a state government that you know is practically corrupt.
In New York, and
New Jersey and Connecticut are not much better, where, you know, you have laws being passed by state senators, state assembly, and these people, they have outside jobs that clearly conflict with what they do.
Huh.
There was an article in the New York Post, I think it was it today or yesterday, that, you know, there are teachers and firemen and police people that are getting these six-figure pensions, sometimes retiring at 55. Now, nobody's going to argue that these are people that, you know, really make the world a better place.
Right.
Our teachers are, but, you know, again, as I said before, you can't have these. You can't get paid more in the public sector than in the private sector.
Small businesses aren't able. Most small businesses can't retire at 55.
Most small businesses, all their equity is locked up in their business, which now has decreased in value for most people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they don't have out. They don't even have forget pensions. You know, they may not even have 401k plans.
Well, one of the fastest growing sectors in the country is government organizations, government employment, and government unions.
The union issue is, you know, the unions, obviously they have teams of people that focus on lobbying
and a lot of money,
plenty of money, and, you know, hey, look, it pays off for them.
Well, but the thing is, though, this is also, you can also see this fast forward into the future, our future, by looking at what's going on in Europe right now. Look what's happening in Greece right now. These unions are creating problems over there. And folks, we've got to keep we've got to pay attention to these things. We cannot be naive about where we're headed. And Rob, I want to thank you for bringing these topics to our attention. Thank you for being here, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim. Always
Rob Levin, ladies and gentlemen, the New York Enterprise Report, nyreport.com. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.